Meanwhile, back to the news and the good poll numbers, as if that wasn't enough for the Turnbull government. Now the government can bask in the reflected glory of better than expected economic growth figures. Official GDP data out yesterday revealed the economy grew by nearly 1% in the September quarter, bringing the annual growth rate to 2.5%, which is above Reserve Bank forecasts for the year. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, says the data shows the economy is now successfully balancing away from a declining mining sector.
The good news is we are making the transition. The economy is broadening and it is growing. It's growing faster than the G7. It's growing faster than the OECD. It's growing faster than comparable economies like Canada, whose numbers only came out last night for the same quarter, and we're double. We're double what we've seen in Canada and in places like Brazil. Well, those comparisons are obvious. So I think that these numbers give Australians encouragement for the work they're doing already, and it encourages them to keep going.
An upbeat Treasurer Scott Morrison speaking after the release of the GDP figures yesterday. The irony in all of this, though, is that the boost in growth came courtesy of a near 9% rise in resources exports. Shane Oliver is Chief Economist and Head of Investment Strategy at AMP Capital. Hello, Shane.
Good morning, Fran.
Shane, when the figures came out yesterday, the Minerals Council put out a media release straight away, hailing the strong contribution to Australia's fortunes still coming from the resources sector via these increased export volumes. In other words, the mining boom hasn't stopped. The boom isn't over. Is that what we can read into this?
Well, I think what we can read into it is that we've gone into the third and final phase of the mining boom. So it was always going to come in three phases. The first was the surge in commodity prices we saw last decade. The second was the huge increase in mining investment we saw up until about 5 years ago. And now we're seeing the phase which involves the exports flowing from all those mines, all those resources projects. So that's certainly good news, but the trouble is that mining exports are not going to keep growing at 9% a quarter. There was a bit of a recovery from the effect of bad weather seen in the June quarter.
Still, if growth is coming dependent to a large extent on mining, or to a certain extent anyway, what does it say then about the rebalancing in the economy? The Treasurer was hailing this yesterday that it shows we're successfully transitioning. Well, do these figures show that?
Well, they don't, unfortunately. What they show is that the economy is a bit lopsided. We had a huge contribution to growth, as you pointed out, from resources exports rebounding from a soft June quarter, and also imports fell. But the fall in imports reflects weakness in demand in the economy. So if you take out the contribution to growth from the trade sector, that's the rise in exports and the fall in imports, growth in the economy or demand in the economy actually contracted by about 0.5%, as that huge contraction in investment outweighed modest increases in housing construction and consumer spending. So we've got a somewhat lopsided economy, overly dependent on those exports continuing to grow, but it's very unlikely they'll keep growing at that rate.
So why isn't demand stronger and why isn't investment strong? If you look at investment, one of the big challenges seems to be the lack of investment from business, and yet survey after survey in recent times, including one out today from MYOB, MYOB, appears to show business confidence is lifting, particularly since the change of Prime Minister to Malcolm Turnbull.
I think there's no doubt we have seen an improvement in business confidence, and that may be a factor which will help investment going forward. Confidence certainly has been lacking over the last few years. But I think at the end of the day, you've got to bear in mind that the miners won't be increasing their investment. They've overinvested in the last few years. They'll be cutting back. So we're reliant on non-mining companies raising their investment. If we can keep consumer demand growing, then eventually they will raise their investment levels.
So why isn't consumer demand growing, though?
Well, consumers are growing their demand, but at a relatively modest pace compared to the past. I think Australian households are reluctant to sort of use their homes like ATMs. They're not taking on the debt like they used to. The old saying used to be you'd have like an ATM in the living room where you'd take out some more debt on the house to finance a holiday or extensions. Those days are long gone. Consumers are a lot more cautious. And at the same time, the housing sector has picked up and that's helped growth. But there are some signs that the housing sector contribution to growth will start to slow down. So we do desperately need to see consumers keep spending, and that obviously is a big issue going forward. Now, if that happens, then hopefully non-mining companies will start to raise their investment through next year, but there's still big uncertainties around that.
Okay, and that is the answer. An annual growth rate of 2.5%, which is what we're on track for, as the Treasurer told us yesterday, puts us ahead of the G7. Do you think this lift in economic growth could be fleeting? Can it be sustained?
Well, I think we've seen several quarters over the last few years where growth has a good bounce. Back earlier this year, we had a good, I think the March quarter was quite solid, and then we're back to softness in the June quarter. So we've seen this sort of stop-start sort of acceleration and deceleration process. But at the end of the day, growth has remained, in an underlying sense, quite constrained, you know, somewhere between 2 to 2.5%. And I suspect that will probably continue next quarter. This quarter, one we're in now, won't see the strength in exports we saw last quarter. Demand in the economy is still quite subdued.
So. Okay. Just briefly, Shane, the dollar jumped, the share market fell on the news or the prospect of these GDP figures, that they'll extinguish any chance of a further rate cut next year when the RBA returns from its summer break. What do you think? Can we forget about a further rate cut now?
I don't think we can forget about a further rate cut. I'm certainly not in the bearish camp on the Australian economy, but I just think that we still need some more help. The economy will still need some more help. With demand in the economy remaining soft, with the housing sector looking like growth is starting to slow, I think we'll need some more help next year, both from a lower Australian dollar helping export-exposed or international-exposed companies, and also from lower interest rates from the Reserve Bank, particularly as banks continue to raise their mortgage rates
in
response to higher capital requirements.
Shane Oliver, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Shane Oliver, he's the Chief Economist and Head of Investment Strategy at AMP Capital.